Welcome back to Aura, Clinton County, or Clinton County Now. It is Wednesday evening. We do it every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. Just a reminder, the last five programs at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. You can go listen on demand anytime you like. We also have a Spanish translation tab for local news in English or Spaniel on your free local online newspaper. That's ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Local news, city news, school news, too. Anything you would need to know, you can check it out. This program is brought to you by A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco, Blevins Insurance in Frankfort, plus Fresitas, opening soon in Frankfort on West Washington Street. I'm Kevin Keith. We have Monica Zarate in the studio with us, Edith Garcia. And in just a moment, we're going to get to Rodney Juan, the Clinton County Health Department Director. He's going to bring us up to date on COVID, the Delta variant, anything we may need to know as we get out and about and start enjoying our community. But first, we wanted Monica to tell us about our newest sponsor. We have Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco. So, Monica, if you would, please.
Yes. ¿Está buscando algo más que un trabajo, estabilidad, beneficios? Entonces, Federal Mogul es para usted. Posiciones permanentes están disponibles ahora. Todos los turnos tienen posiciones disponibles con variedades, con las horas variedades y de las posiciones. Para la lista completa, por favor visite jobs.tenneco.com, jobs.tenneco.com.
Very good. We appreciate it. Again, A&J Auto Repair, Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco, Blevins Insurance, and Fresitas, our fine sponsors. If you would like to find out more or how you could sponsor our program, just drop us a line at 659-3338 or hit us up on the email at kevin@casparradio.com. Again, I'm Kevin Keith. We have Monica Zarate here, Edith Garcia with us as well on the phone. We have Clinton County Health Department Director Rodney Juan. Rodney, thanks for the phone call this evening.
Certainly. Thanks for having it.
Let's go ahead and start with a lot of people are familiar with your voice as you are on Party Line quite often with Ken and myself. We always appreciate your time and everything you do and have done as you've just been in the health department role for a couple of years here. And, boy, all of a sudden COVID popped up and you had to jump in with both feet literally, right?
Yes, yes, that's correct. We had just enough time to get settled in and kind of, I guess would say, reorganize some staff and get some folks in some new positions when suddenly COVID reared its head. So, but we were very fortunate to get some folks in to key positions right before that. So,
well, we sure appreciate your efforts and your leadership through all of this. I guess we'll start. Well, I know the ladies here have a couple of questions for you, but I'll let you start by going ahead and we don't want to talk about it, but we have to talk about it. The Delta variant. You know, we've been watching this for a couple, really a month now, and it doesn't seem to be going the way we want it to go. We hear every day more and more communities going backwards and having mask mandates. What's the feeling here in the Hoosier State, and then particularly, what or how are we doing locally, or what should we be doing locally, Rodney?
Well, okay, so, and again, thanks for giving us opportunity to talk to folks. Yeah, the Delta variant's very alarming at this point, and as you say, we're moving in directions we certainly don't want to be going, not just as a state, but also in our county a little bit as well. You know, right now, I think they said the latest figures that about 86% of new cases are the Delta variant. That was predicted months ago, and it is, you know, coming true now. Hospitalizations are up. I think I saw today that you gentlemen had posted for the first time in a while now, we had 1,200 new cases. It seems like only 3-4 weeks ago, we were down to only 150 new cases per day. So, yeah, we're moving in the wrong direction locally. We have maintained being in the yellow status, which basically still doesn't at this point mandate anything further than what we are already at, which is, you know, everybody taking precautions when they're out. Mask mandates aren't in place at the moment. But as we're seeing, you know, it trickles down from the federal government first, with CDC recommendations, and then states will then determine and adopt what they wish to do. And we're still waiting to hear from the state. We're plugged in with the superintendents of all the schools. Obviously, we would hope to think we could avoid mandating any masks this year other than buses, which are still a federal situation. But, you know, we're going to have our ear to the ground for the next week or so to see what's being, you know, said through the state. So,
all right. We'll go ahead and let Edith translate a little bit of what you had just shared with us, Rodney. Then we'll be right back with a few more questions.
Hello, Rodney. Thank you for being with us today. Bueno, lo que dice Rodney es que ha estado habiendo un crecimiento bastante grande en la variante Delta del COVID-19. Entonces, los datos que le estaba dando es que el crecimiento ha estado siendo de un 6%. Y la semana pasada los números estaban en 150 casos, nuevos casos por día. Y ahora esta semana estamos a 200 casos por día. Entonces, estaba también diciendo que la máscara todavía sigue, que nos la tenemos que poner en ciertos lugares, en edificios, tiendas, tal vez es opcional también, pero también hay lugares donde sí es mandatorio ponérsela, entonces estamos al tanto. Mónica.
Okay, so Ronnie, thank you again for sure. The third time around for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Certainly.
I know that you have gone ahead and changed the location for the COVID testing. So cambiaron la locación donde está donde están tomando pruebas para la testing, las pruebas de COVID. Where is that located now?
Again, thanks for bringing that up. Of course, school, surprisingly, is back in session.
Yes.
We were located at Suncrest Elementary. Thank goodness for their partnership with us to give us the ability to have that there for the community during the summer months. But it got over quicker than I expected. So we are now located since Monday at the Emergency Management Agency offices, which are just south of the fairgrounds, still connected to the same property, but just at the south end, what was known as the old state highway department. And we're doing that as a drive-up still. So you can come in, drive up there, notify them through either, you know, phone or text that you're there, and they will register you. If you're not registered, hopefully you have taken time to register, and then they'll come out, and it's a drive-through, and they'll swab you. I believe the girls are telling me it's still about 48 hours turnaround for results to get back normally.
Okay, and what kind of test is that one? Because I know they have two kinds of tests, right?
Correct.
The ones that, go ahead.
Yeah, that's correct. They have the rapid, or some folks refer to them as Binax testing. They aren't what we are doing. We are still doing what's called the PCR testing. It is a nasal pharyngeal swab. Our swabbers have been doing this for going almost on a year now, so we have some fairly experienced gals out there that we you know, carefully trained along the way to do this. It is the gold standard, the PCR test. In most cases, some folks won't accept the rapid or Binax testing. So,
okay, so which one would you recommend? I mean, for people, if they think they have COVID, would you recommend them to go ahead and go through the rapid one, or do you really recommend to go through and do the PCR one?
Yeah, at this point, to be honest with you, unless someone's in a program, there's very limited real uses for the Binax, the rapid testing.
Okay.
Really, the schools and the long-term care facilities are the only ones who have a real good opportunity to use those regularly enough to negate any false positives or false negatives because they're doing them so often. The PCR, I highly recommend. Again, as I say, it's the gold standard. It's the one that you don't, you know, in most algorithms for the rapid test, even if it comes up negative, you're still recommended and in some cases required to get the PCR behind it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say I would just recommend getting the PCR testing.
Now, when you say drive up, and you also had mentioned that you can give them a call or you can text them. So,
right. So,
is there a number?
Yeah, when you pull up, and I do not have that number right there with me, but it's right,
Rodney.
it's it's posted there at the site on signage.
Okay.
So as you drive up, there's both a QR code there, scan code,
okay,
that you can scan with your phone, and that helps you, that gets you right to the registration process. And there's a number there that's available. It's a cell number that has text capability that folks can call and notify, you know, our staff that they're there to be tested. And in most cases, if they're not registered, you know, my staff's in there registering them and at the same time prepping up the test lab kit and the swab materials before they come out. So, but it's all fairly quick. Doesn't usually take more than 5 or so minutes, especially if you're registered. So we highly recommend if you're in need of a test to come out and get one.
All right. Let me go ahead and get Ida to help us to translate that really quick. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Bueno, pues Mónica le preguntó acerca de la locación donde pueden hacerse el test. Y la dirección para hacerse el test es 1859 South Jackson Street aquí en Frankfort. Me parece que es en el mismo lugar donde estaba antes, en los terrenos de la feria, pero en otro edificio. Entonces, ahí hay señales de donde puede encontrar el lugar. Y
parece que son donde están las ambulancias.
Ah, ¿la parte de atrás?
Sí, correcto. La parte de atrás es donde uh-huh. están teniendo las pruebas para COVID.
Y también mencionó bien rapidito que recomienda la prueba PCR. La verdad no sé qué significa esto, pero él dice que es lo más cercano a la verdad. Entonces, eso es lo que más se recomienda, que hagan esa prueba. Se tarda un poco más, pero es más seguro esa prueba. Entonces, si quieren hacerse esa prueba, pues pueden pedir esa.
Ahora, lo uh-huh. que estaba diciendo es que es más seguridad que tengan un resultado mejor y positivo si es la segunda. So, la segunda es donde ponen el ¿cómo se llama? De ese para la nariz y la ponen toda hasta arriba. Sí, nos hace llorar un poquito, pero uh-huh. bueno, es donde agarran ¿cómo se llama? Lo que tienen que mandar para el estado y entonces está tomando 48 horas para que regrese para atrás.
Uh-huh.
Sí. Uh-huh. So, Rodney, can I ask you what is coming up here with the health department? What's going on here? I think it's tomorrow, isn't it?
Yes, well, yeah, and we are scheduled for the next few days of the next week or so mobile clinics that have been in the planning for, I'd say almost 6 weeks now, and part of those is a collaboration with Learning Network as well and the Minority Healthcare Coalition here in the county to reach out and get to populations that have either not been reached or have been challenged to get in and get a shot. So we are going to be out at the Frankfort Middle School tomorrow between the hours of 3 and 6, I believe it is. And we'll be doing two things. We're going to be offering COVID vaccines to a group of folks who we've already gotten first vaccines into, thanks to the Minority Healthcare Coalition helping us to get that targeted. They'll be coming in for their second doses. We're also offering up first doses for those as well as some Frankfort School staff and students that are eligible. And we're also, it's a busy night, trying to get caught up on regular immunizations, too. So parents that are there for the open house can take opportunity to come in and if they're there and available while we're there and get their immunizations caught up.
And what time is that?
Again, that's 3 to 6 p.m.
Okay.
And I think the open house is 3 to 7, maybe. So we're there the majority of it.
Okay, that sounds great. So Julio 29, de las 3 a las 7 van a estar dando la segunda dosis de COVID-19. Si se acuerdan, nosotros tuvimos un evento en junio 22 y junio 29. Son las personas que tomaron su inyección, su vacuna en ese tiempo. Están regresando para atrás para la segunda vacuna. Julio 29, de las 3 a las 6, allí en la Frankfort Middle School. Otra vez de las 3 a las 6, julio 29, para las personas que están tomando su segunda dosis de la vacuna de COVID-19. Thank you so much, Rodney. We really appreciate you being on the show, and it's been very informative. Thank you.
Certainly. Well, and again, thanks for having us, and any opportunity we can help out to get the word, we certainly appreciate it.
All right. That's Rodney Wan, the Clinton County Health Department Director. Always appreciate his time as well. We're going to go ahead and take a commercial break. Again, you are listening to Aura Clinton County or Clinton County Now, brought to you by A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco, Blevins Insurance in Frankfort, and Fresita's, opening soon in Frankfort on West Washington Street.
Attention, A&J Auto Repair is now open in Frankfort. Owner Cruz invites you to stop in or give them a call at 765-278-9278. If you've been in Frankfort very long, you may already be familiar with Cruz and how he can fix any vehicle issues. If not, give him a chance the next time you need any vehicle work done. They offer synthetic blend oil change for just $24.99 or a full synthetic oil change for only $49.99. Call 765-278-9278. That's 765-278-9278 for A&J Auto Repair in Frankfort.
Hola, soy Briseida del Real con el Seguro Blevins. Estoy emocionada en anunciar que abrimos las puertas a nuestra nueva oficina localizada aquí en Frankfort. He servido la comunidad de Frankfort en el pasado y estoy encantada de hacerlo nuevamente. Para su cuota gratuita de seguro de auto, casa, vida o negocio, llámeme a mí, Briseida del Real, o a Tina Duncan al 765-650-7808 o visítanos en 2107 West State Road 28 en Frankfort.
There's a new business coming to Frankfort that's going to be a real treat for us all. I say treat because Fresita's is an all-natural and 100% authentic ice cream and popsicle shop. Fresita's at 61 West Washington Street will be open in late July. Their ice cream is garrafa style or homemade just like Granny used to make. Remember that wooden bucket and adding ice and salt and just how delicious it was compared to buying something in the store? Be listening for details of when they will be opening. Fresita's, 61 West Washington Street, Frankfort.
Classic Hits, WILO.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one source for the latest news in Clinton and surrounding counties. But that's not all we have to offer. Listen to archived audio from the past five programs on the Party Line program every day. Plus, make sure you chime in our weekly poll question at the bottom of the page. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, your free local online newspaper. HoosierLandTV.com continues to bring you live local programs. And we'll continue that commitment all throughout North Central Indiana. Log on now to see what's new, including the Party Line program, televised every weekday morning. Fairs, festivals, parades, and the hottest sporting events can be found there, too. Find out why your friends are tuning in to the latest in local issues, agricultural events, concerts, or civic meetings. Plus, be looking for us in your neck of the woods. HoosierLandTV.com.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
The budget is a pretty simple idea. Here's a couple things. Your budget is you telling your money what to do instead of wondering where it went. All a budget is you're doing it on paper, on purpose, before the month begins. Every dollar has an assignment. Every dollar has a mission. Every dollar has a name before the month begins.
Dave Ramsey, weekdays 4 to 5 on WILO.
Hi, I'm Joe Clark, host of Consider This, found here on WILO 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon. Simply put, there are things you need to consider about your financial future. We only get one shot at retirement, and we have to do it right. As a certified financial planner and former professor from Purdue University, I think you'll find our thoughts and strategies honest and refreshing. Join me Thursday afternoons 4 to 5 p.m. right here on WILO. Consider This with Joe Clark. Again, 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon.
Part of your life for over 60 years. We are WILO.
WILO weather for Lebanon, Michigan Town, Clarksville.
Connected to Clinton County.
Ice and to the wind, some broken poles and conductors down and trees down.
A true friend you counted on for over 60 years.
Clinton County's 7 day a week news media. This is WILO and WILO FM, Frankfort, Indiana.
We always have been and always will be part of your life.
On AM 1570, WILO Frankfort at the transmitter site. Frank Gunning along with you. We now have four broadcasters of WILO, Marty Hiddle and Dennis Bergendorf, as well as Russ Casper.
Yesterday and today.
We are in the middle of the prayer chain right now. It's pretty impressive because everybody is holding hands. I'm Kevin Keith for WILO.
When you need to know, use WILO.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Aura, Clinton County, or Clinton County Now. Kevin Keith with you here on this Wednesday evening. I also have Monica and Edith. Want to thank our sponsors, A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco, Blevins Insurance in Frankfort, and Fresita's, opening July 30th, is it?
That is correct,
okay,
yes.
Yeah, we just found that out on Facebook, so we're excited about that.
Ooh, from 11 to 9
so that's
o'clock.
Like Friday.
Yes, yeah,
that's
it
Friday.
Is. Yeah,
yeah.
I know. They're going to be available for like the Hot Dog Festival.
Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man.
Qué rico.
So we know where we'll be. That'll be one more thing we'll be adding to the menu.
Yes, exactly.
We do have a brand new sponsor we're so excited about, Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco. And Monica's going to tell you a little bit about them right now.
¿Está buscando algo más que un trabajo? Estabilidad, beneficios. Entonces, Federal Mogul es para usted. Posiciones permanentes están disponibles ahora. Todos los turnos y posiciones están abiertos para usted. Para la lista completa, visite jobs.tenneco.com. jobs.tenneco.com.
All right, very good. We've got just about 3 minutes left in the program. Again, thank you, Edith, for coming in this evening. It's always good to see you.
Thank
and
you.
Thanks
thank
for
having
your
me.
Help with the translations and stuff. And Monica, appreciate you as well, and welcome back.
De nada, gracias.
And thanks to our guests this evening. You know, they've got busy lives, too, and we were able to pull up the mayor and the Clinton County Health Department director live on the program. So
they're both great, aren't they?
Appreciate them, absolutely.
A lot of information.
Very community-minded folks, that's
very
for sure.
Much. Mm-hmm.
So we want to run down a couple things. Going to wrap up the Hot Dog Festival. As we mentioned, the Frisbee Dog Show Saturday at noon. The Ultimate Air Dogs Duck Diving at 1 o'clock. The Circus Stunt Show also at 1 o'clock Saturday. A Harry Potter Party. That's on Washington Street at the library parking lot. So they're going to wrangle up some dragons and have a good old time over there. That'll continue at 1 o'clock. At 2 o'clock, another presentation of the Air Dogs Duck Diving. Skate park demos, which is pretty cool. The skateboarders, you know, out there doing all their tricks and stuff.
I'm thinking roller skates or roller blades. Okay?
Yeah, no. These
I'm
are skateboards.
Okay,
these are the real dudes.
Okay,
they take it serious. Downtown Doggy Workshop. If you have a puppy and need some help, it's a little workshop that'll help you out. Circus Stunt Show at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. 3:30 is Cody Eichert and the Sidewinders. Frisbee Dog Show again at 3 p.m. with Bill Marion again Saturday afternoon. Hot Dog Hall of Fame at Prairie Creek Park. It's the Frankfort Hot Dogs Alumni Hall of Fame, created in 2018. It recognizes graduates and honorary hot dogs from Frankfort High School with extraordinary lifetime accomplishments. Clinton County Sheriff and Frankfort Police Department with canine demonstrations around 5:30 at the north part of the courthouse lawn. And then the Ballet Folklorico.
All right.
Mosaicos. I had to keep trying. At 6:30 at the Witham Stage at Veterans Park. Folklore dance, I guess,
nice.
With a little Latino mix, maybe.
Ooh, I like
that. Yes, yeah. I'll see you at 6:30 then, all right?
When is that, Friday?
Saturday. 6:30.
Yes.
Frisbee Dog Show again at 7, also at 7, Hunter Wayne Scott and the Vagabonds. Then the Avalons at 8:30 at Veterans Park. And then kind of the wrap-up and what everybody's looking forward to is the Creedence Clearwater Revival tribute band, the CCR tribute band.
Yeah.
They're called Creedence Revived, and it'll be at Prairie Creek Park at the Witham Stage. So that's very, very cool. And we'll actually, I don't think that's the Witham Stage. That might be the Farmers Bank Stage.
Farmers Bank,
might have been a couple typos in here. But who cares? Just show up and have a good time with us, right?
Yes, definitely. I want to know when the cornhole one is.
Yes.
I think I've got that competition.
Right here.
But you said no professionals, right?
No.
So maybe I cannot go ahead and
do you consider yourself a pro?
Maybe not.
Okay. Depends on who's listening,
exactly.
Right? Well, it's the registration starts Friday morning at around 10 o'clock. So.
And it's for a good cause, too.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you again, and we'll see you next week then, all right?
Definitely. Thanks, everybody. Muchas gracias.
All right, and again, special thanks to our sponsors, A&J Auto Repair on Bunnell Street in Frankfort, Federal Mogul, a division of Tenneco, Blevins Insurance in Frankfort, plus Fresita's, opening Friday in Frankfort on West Washington Street. Again, we have a Spanish translation tab for local news in English or Spanish on our free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, and the last five programs of Aura Clinton County, also at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com for you to listen to anytime on demand. And if you have an opinion or suggestion, let us know, all right? You could always email us, and that is kevin@casperradio.com. Have a great week. We'll see you at the Hot Dog Festival and see you next Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for more Aura Clinton County from WILO.